Let's touch on general information about tornadoes, what we know and what we don't know.
Well, the biggest thing we know about tornadoes is the kinds of storms that'll make the strongest tornadoes. We call them supercell thunderstorms. And in fact, in a supercell, the updraft of the storm, the part of the air that's going up, is in fact rotating throughout the entire depth of the storm, from just above the ground, maybe up to 50,000 feet above the ground. And that's one of the things that makes them an attractive target for radars, just because with Doppler radar, we can see the motions inside that storm. And so they've been studied for a long time. And although we don't have precise numbers, it certainly looks like that almost all of the strong tornadoes, the ones that will actually cause damage to a house, come out of supercell thunderstorms. And so they become a particularly important kind of a problem. And we understand the large-scale conditions that lead to the development of those kinds of storms. Something we don't understand quite so well is what makes a supercell produce a tornado versus a supercell that doesn't make a tornado. And we have a pretty good idea of the kinds of conditions that lead to that. We need to look at things that are happening very near the ground, both in the environment of the storm and within the storm itself. And that makes them harder to study, because now instead of being able to look over this large depth of the storm and a large depth of the atmosphere, we have to have really precise kinds of measurements down there in the very lowest part of the atmosphere. The second thing we don't really know is exactly what happens in the last few minutes before the storm makes a tornado. The time between when things start to look like they're potentially tornadic until a storm actually makes a tornado can vary from a few minutes up to half an hour or more within a storm. And so that's a real problematic aspect. We also don't know why tornadoes die. It's in many ways, it's easier to understand how a tornado starts than how it actually ends. And it would be a big help for warning forecasters if we actually start to predict, well, this tornado is about to end. Then you wouldn't have to put a warning out for, say, the next county, because you knew that the tornado wasn't going to be happening. And I think the final thing that we don't really understand is why tornadoes are as intense as they are. It's very difficult to know at the watching a storm, will this storm make a very strong tornado or will it make a weak tornado? And in fact, even knowing what other tornadoes a storm has produced, if it's producing more than one, you don't always know how strong the next tornado is going to be. And if we could actually learn that process that determines the intensity of the tornado, then we might be able to tailor the warning statements to be able to say, well, this storm is particularly dangerous, and you really, really need to be doing very special things to protect yourself. Or this is going to be a relatively weak tornado, and if you're inside a well-built home, the wind's going to blow pretty hard, and you might get a window broken, but there's not a real big danger to your life.
Sounds like there's still room for some more
Oh,
research.
there's still lots of room for research. We don't theoretically understand everything that goes on in the tornado particularly well, and we know that we have to do a lot better job with the observational things. I think the biggest thing that we've learned in the last 15 years is that the kinds of questions we ask now are much more detailed than the questions we asked 15 years ago. And if you go back even further, if you go back, say, 40 years ago, we weren't even sure what part of the thunderstorm tornadoes came out of. Now we're asking really narrow questions.